Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, my friends, I come to you today, as many of you have as well, with a very heavy heart, with the murder, the assassination of one Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, yesterday in Utah, at Utah State University. And today is also a day that brings back memories of another time when all of us had a heavy heart as well during the tragedy of 9/11. And so that's what I want to talk about here today. I've had a lot of thoughts about this. I'm sure you have as well. And I want to do my best, my friends, to get through this. Now, I want to tell you, you know, we have partners here on this program. On days like today, I'm just want to be very mindful of this. You know, we share with you information about our partners. That's how we promote this program and pay for the program and so forth. So I'm going to do these as concise and as thoughtfully as possible today. That's just the format of things. But I want to remind you, my friends, that this program is sponsored by our friends at Full Suite Wealth. In fact, this is the Full Suite Wealth Studios. And normally I tell you a lot of information about them, but basically, my friends, today, what I want you to hear, again, being respectful to the tone and tenor of this program today, I want you to know that if you've accumulated enough wealth to where you have to your considerations are much larger than just the investment. When you're having to think about things like legal services, family office services, when you're having to think about option strategies, when you're thinking more about leaving a legacy more than even just building wealth, if that's where you are, check out Full Suite Wealth, fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future, my friends. All right, so today is the 24th, it's hard to believe, the 24th anniversary of 9/11. And I'm reminded, as I've thought about this, as I've thought about where we are as a country, I'm reminded of how society, I guess, changed in the days after 9/11. Now, you'll remember, all of us remember where we were on 9/11. I share a bit of this story every year, and I want to use this to segue where we are today and talk about this assassination and so forth, this murder of Charlie Kirk, the tragedy, the grotesque evil of that. Likewise, there was grotesque evil on September 11th, 2001. And we all remember where we were. Now, I'm also aware that every year I do this, there are more people who are coming of age, who are listening to my voice, who don't know. Or they know a little bit, but they weren't alive or old enough to understand 9/11. And let me tell you that as you age, these things will become more obvious to you. There was a point in time when you mentioned 9/11 on the, you know, somewhere in public, and everybody knew what you were talking about. Now, certainly, people understand, maybe in an academic sense, in a historical sense, what 9/11 was, the facts and details and that sort of thing. And I don't want to get into all the conspiracy theories. That's not at all what I want to discuss. Al-Qaeda targeted this nation on 9/11 using aircraft to crash into the World Trade Centers. We know about Flight 93 that the passengers prevented from being used in Washington, D.C. We know about the Pentagon. But I want to talk about, you know, not just the facts and figures, but really the feeling and the sentiment. And it was shocking on the day of 9/11, just like it was shocking on hearing the news yesterday, or heaven forbid if you saw the video of Charlie. I would tell you, do not, if you've not seen the video, do not look for the video. In fact, you know, I'm not a guy for censorship or anything, but part of me wishes that that video wasn't out there, the one that's up close. It's unbelievable how violent and just grotesque this murder assassination was. But in the moments during 9/11, I remember driving. I'd just been hired. I was hired probably two or three weeks before 9/11. I want to say around August 25th, sometime around there. And I was on my way to training for the new position. I was going to be in sales for a company that sold, let's just say technology for the sake of simplicity right now. And I was on my way downtown to a high-rise building on 9/11. It was a week-long training. And I remember this now. At the time, Indiana didn't change time zones, and we were an hour behind Eastern, so we were Central Time on September 11th, 2001. So as I was making my way to downtown Indianapolis, the first plane hit the World Trade Towers at, 8:46 or some such time. I don't have that in front of me. So I don't know I must have had to been downtown at 9. I was passing literally the airport. I was right by the Indianapolis International Airport on I-70 when I got word, I was listening to the radio, that there was a report that a small plane, that was the initial report, hit the World Trade Center. And so I didn't know really at the time. I was 24 years old, I guess, 23, 24. I didn't know really anything about the World Trade Centers. I'd maybe seen pictures or videos of them in movies and so forth. I didn't understand the size, the scope. It just, none of it really registered for me because I'd never been to New York City. I knew that this was tragic, but it sounded at first like it was a small plane. Anyway, throughout the day, or I guess by the time I got to the training facility, the building downtown in Indianapolis, there were TVs on in the little waiting rooms or the lobbies or whatever, and I could see to my horror what had happened, and it was shocking. We still went about training. No one knew what to do. And sometime a couple hours later in the midday, every time there was a break, we would all the folks in the training go out and watch the updates as to what was happening. And one time we came out to see a building collapse, and all this stuff was happening. And it was just hard to wrap our heads around. And I remember there, of course, were reports. This is something that gets lost in all of this. There were reports of other planes and other cities that might be targeted next. And here we are, not that Indianapolis is, you know, necessarily top on the target list, but we're in high-rise buildings downtown. You see, I remember Cleveland had to evacuate a building, I believe, from what I remember. It was just chaos and pandemonium, and they said, look, you guys don't have to stay for training. I said, I'm not staying here. I'm getting back. At the time, I lived on a 200-acre standardbred horse farm that I took care of for the owner. And so that's where I wanted to get back to home, I guess. I also, at the time, was a school board member, and I remember going to the school to see if I needed to help with the, you know, students or what was going on there and so forth. Classrooms were watching this. I mean, you think about all this stuff. That's what happened. But there was a time, and this is what I want to hit on here today. There was a time after 9/11, and I don't remember if it was 9/12, 9/15, but it was soon after 9/11 that this country united in ways that I had never seen before. Now, I will tell you that we live more in divisive times today than we ever have in my lifetime. Now, let's also not forget that this is a nation that has gone through times of extreme disunity. The country went to civil war in her history. We had a revolution where we broke away from the country that we were a part of initially. And so there have been times of great tension and division and so forth. And so I don't want to overstate it and say that the divisions that we have today are worse than those times, but we're approaching points where that can begin to at least be part of the conversation. And we're seeing people being assassinated and murdered for their political beliefs and their ideas. So I just found myself wondering, how did we go in 24 years from a period of time where literally I'm telling you, if you're younger, this may sound crazy to you, but there was a point in time when every American car, nearly every American car driving down the roads had an American flag sticker on it or a flag that hung on the antenna or that went in the window. They were everywhere. Everybody had flags. We were all patriotic. We all rallied together. I remember when Bush went to Ground Zero, President George W. Bush, with the bullhorn, and he was thanking and talking to the first responders and the rescue workers and so forth, the people that cleaned that area up and all that came from that. I don't want to get into all these, there's lots of rabbit holes we could go down, things that are important even that I want to stay on track here today to talk about this division and talk specifically about Charlie Kirk, how we went from the unity after 9/11 to this today. And I don't want to make it into some romanticized version of history. There were certainly differences. You could make the case that because of our unity and our support for what we were trying to do as a country back at the time, you could make the case that they forced things upon the American people without much opposition at the time, like the Patriot Act. I'm not trying to overly romanticize this, but I will say this. People were remarkably better to one another. I remember seeing the studies. I remember seeing just anecdotally people returning to church. That's what happened in the days and weeks following 9/11. When you take a shot like that, as we did, it has a way of opening our eyes, of helping us to adjust our priorities. People were kinder and nicer and more understanding of one another. Tolerant in a good way. I don't mean just accept all sorts of evil. I mean tolerant towards the differences that we have in personality and approach. Just for a period of time, this was the case in this great nation, and we rallied together, and here we find ourselves today. Here we find ourselves today. The assassination of Charlie Kirk is the latest evidence of that. Let me say this to my friends here. In no uncertain terms, this is not political. This is cultural. This is ultimately, at its core, a spiritual problem. Now, there's a verse in the Bible, written in the book of Joshua, written by Joshua. Now, if you know the story of the Bible, I'll briefly go through this. We'll go back to the period of time. I can go back far, but I don't want to go too far. But the Israelites, the children of God, had been they had moved into Egypt. Long story. God had sent one of the sons of Jacob, one of the sons of Israel, had been sold into slavery ultimately by their brothers, and he ended up in Egypt. And he, by the grace and divine intervention, became the number two man in Pharaoh. In Egypt alongside Pharaoh. And Joseph, who's one of my favorite characters in the Bible, who, by the way, suffered tremendously, was sold into slavery at 17, we believe, and he was in prison for 13 years, from the time he was 17, effectively, until the time he was 30, locked away seemingly forgotten. Lots of questions, I'm sure, for God. He was in prison, and suddenly God had given him some wisdom, some interpretation of dreams that when he shared those interpretations with the leader of Egypt, the leader of Egypt was so impressed that he released Joseph from prison and made him his number two man in the land. And so this this created the opportunity, of course, for him to help with what was about to come. God told him that there was going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. And Joseph was to store up food reserves during those 7 years of plenty because there was going to be a severe famine. That's exactly what happened. People in the region were out of food because they didn't know this. And Joseph's family, Joseph's father Israel, Jacob, sent his kids down to Egypt to get the food. Everyone had heard that that's where it was. Joseph saw his brothers arrive. They didn't recognize him. Long story short, he gives them the food. They end up moving to Egypt. It's when they settled in Egypt, they began to have children, grandchildren, and grow. Eventually, the new leader of Egypt, generations later, said, "Hey, there's too many of these folks. I'm afraid of them. Let's put them into slavery." So they were in bondage for about 400 years. Moses led them out of bondage. This is where you get the 10 plagues of Israel, the 10 plagues of Egypt, the crossing of the Red Sea, the disobedience of God's children in the wilderness when they refused or didn't want to take over the promised land because they were afraid that they wouldn't be able to succeed, even though God told him he would give them the land. All this stuff happened. And ultimately, everyone had to pass away prior to entering the promised land except for Joshua and Caleb. And Joshua is the one that wrote this book. And so it's from that vantage point, Joshua led those people, that next generation of Israelites, into the promised land. And the people had divided hearts. And this is what he told them. He said, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it in front of me. But he basically says, choose for yourselves whether you're going to serve the gods that were served beyond the river in Egypt, or serve the God of the Bible. Choose for yourselves now whom you're going to serve. Friends, that's what we have to do in this nation. The amount of abject evil that's out there, the amount of just pure wickedness that's out there is incomprehensibly large and just despicable. In the wake of this assassination, this murder of Charlie Kirk, I don't have them pulled up in front of me, but you can search, and I'll put this in the stack of stuff. I'll put some links to places where you can go to, and that, by the way, is at toddhuffshow.com. Just go to the stack. Go to today's show, September 11th. If you go there, there'll be links, articles, maybe images. I'll see what I'll end up putting there, where some of these comments that people have made on social media. Some of them I can't play on this program because of the expletives, but the amount of there's celebration out there, my friends. There's cheering. There is mockery. Go to the app, the social media app, Blue Sky, BLUSKY. Go there. I probably took, 15, I'm guessing, screenshots, maybe more, of some absolutely reprehensible comments, statements of what people are saying about Charlie Kirk's death. It is unbelievable. When I say cheering, I'm not joking. Libs of TikTok is another place that you can go. She's not just on TikTok. She has a Twitter account, or X account, that's also called Libs of TikTok. There's other places too. You'll find them. You'll see some people who curate that sort of information. I don't actively do that, but I have some things I can put in the stack. But these responses are absolutely reprehensible. This is not political. You can disagree with Charlie Kirk. In fact, if you're someone who's a Democrat or even a liberal who disagrees with Charlie Kirk and you don't find it necessary to go out there and to mock his death and to celebrate it, I found some people on Blue Sky that actually had this kind of response, which is right. You know, I don't agree with Charlie Kirk's politics, they might say, but he has a wife and children. This is not the way that we should behave. If that is your response, I can respect that. You don't have to agree with Charlie Kirk. I will say that he was right. As a guy that did this show, that have done this show now for 10 years, I don't watch anybody else. I'm familiar with Charlie Kirk. I would see some clips of him when he would go to campus. I never, to my knowledge, ever listened to, that I can recall, listened to his program. But I did see him on these Prove Me Wrong visits to college campuses, or whatever they would call these events, where he would set up his tent, which is exactly what he was doing when he was murdered, assassinated. And he opens it up. It's a public space. Come and tell me what you think. Tell me where you think I'm wrong. Let's have a public discourse about this. And the things that I have heard him say, I don't even know what I would disagree with. He was right on a lot of things. You don't have to agree with Charlie Kirk, but my oh my, surely you can agree that this is unacceptable. What Charlie Kirk has said, who Charlie Kirk voted for, what Charlie Kirk has done, none of those things excuse what happened yesterday. The abject evil, the murder, the assassination. If someone's trying to excuse it, it is, they're on the wrong side. They need to choose for themselves this day whom they're going to serve, and they better repent. They better turn from whom they're serving right now, because they are not serving. They are not serving the God of this universe by embracing that belief. Look, we had this video that's been circulating of the young Ukrainian innocent 23-year-old girl sitting on the train, public transportation in Charlotte, minding her own business, gets stabbed, cut by a maniac behind her who should have been in jail as it was. He doesn't deserve to be shot in public. He deserves to face justice. He deserves to be arrested. He deserves to have a trial. And I would say the conviction, which he should, I believe, deserve, the conviction should lead, I think, to the death penalty. That's the process. There is no one in a civil society that it is justified what happened yesterday. If you're on the side of justifying it, if you're on the side of saying, yes, but you are wrong, you are tiptoeing and dancing with the devil, my friends. This is abject evil, absolutely reprehensible. You don't have to give up your politics to say that, although I think you should have some questions about people who share your politics, because there's a lot of evil and a lot of justification going on out there for what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk. Listen, this is... I think back to some of the programs that we've done, and this is among one of the hardest ones that I've ever had to do. This is incredibly sad, and we have a nation of people, and it's an ever growing minority, but they're growing. The people who are praising this as something good, saying that he deserved this or whatever. This is not the country, my friends, that I grew to love, this behavior. Now, I don't like when people say, we're better than this. Well, we don't agree with that. Normal people don't agree with that. Normal people go out to defeat that and to shut that up and to humiliate these lunatics saying these ridiculous things. But I'm up against a break. Got to take a time out, my friends. Sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package, so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. I have one more sponsor of this program that I want to mention. Again, this is challenging to do when we have heavy hearts and talk about this sort of stuff on our program from time to time. 9/11, of course, what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk. I'm going to get to some of these pathetic responses or posts I've seen on social media. But friends, this program is brought to you in part by our friends at 48 Financial. 48 Financial is a company that helps you invest in things that align with your values. And as we fight these evils, as we fight this cultural war, as we fight this spiritual war, we've got to think about all of the angles that we are fighting and all the fronts that we're fighting on. And where we invest our money is an important thing. 48 Financial gives you a tool to help you know if your investments align with your values, align with what is good, biblically responsible investing. To take the assessment, go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values, my friends. All right. Now, let's shift gears back to what we've been talking about here this morning. I've got some comments that I found on Blue Sky. Blue Sky, again, it's basically the left's version of Twitter, or what's now X. They went there after Elon bought X, and they started their own. They can't stand free speech. When I read this stuff to you, you'll know why these folks all flocked together. This is Sharon. Blue Sky's got their handle is a username .bski.social. So I'm just going to say the first part. At Sharon SF is who tweeted this, or whatever you call it on Blue Sky. Why the F, she says, is Charlie Kirk getting more attention than the representative and her husband did when they were shot and killed? Now, that's not hatred, but why the F? I mean, by the way, that's abject evil too, when people are being shot. I wanted to start off with just people being upset that Charlie Kirk's getting attention from literally getting assassinated in a crowd of people in a public place, undoubtedly for what he believes. You can say whatever. I've heard people say stuff like, well, we don't know. I don't even want to say some of the things that people have said. They've questioned, well, we don't know that, you know, a hitman wasn't hired or whatever. What do you think is going on here? I mean, he's at an event saying these. I mean, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear. Plus the amount of death threats that he had, as it were. It's unbelievable. Here's this at Plastic. This is Plastic Jesus Art. His words, not mine. All those people decrying political violence, what are ICE snatches and deportations if they are not political violence? Well, I don't know. The enforcement of the law? Are you comparing the assassination of someone, the murder of an American citizen who's publicly speaking in a public place, to that? Now, they get a lot darker than that. Here's one from Philip USA. Charlie Kirk, who made millions of dollars rationalizing school shootings, that is an acceptable trade-off for gun liberty. I want to talk about that here in the time we have left, has died after being shot at a university. Thoughts and prayers. That's, you know, the mocking attempt. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. That's what they want to say. Well, your thoughts and prayers didn't save you. You know what did save Charlie Kirk, though, as a follower of Jesus? The blood of Christ. And no matter how many people are out here celebrating this, Charlie Kirk is going to be celebrating for eternity, my friends, because he knew Jesus, which I want to talk about as well. Now, it's tragic, the loss, this never should have happened. But for those who think it's the ultimate insult to, kind of mock Charlie Kirk in the end of his life here, Charlie Kirk, as a follower of Christ, is resting in eternity with God Almighty. So Charlie Kirk's going to be just fine in eternity's perspective. It's atrocious and terrible what's happened to him. But for those who think it's some sort of a ultimate gotcha, boy, do they have another thing coming here as the judgment day approaches. So there's a lot of people saying that Charlie Kirk deserved this sort of thing. Here's one. While I don't wish the violence on anyone in keeping his wife and kids in front of mine, I do tend to agree with this sentiment. This is someone who actually posted it, I believe, on Twitter. Rebecca Jones says this: Charlie Kirk weaponizes culture wars to indoctrinate young people into far-right politics, promoting harmful and even deadly conspiracy theories, endangering marginalized communities, and undermining democracy, all whilst profiting off the chaos. Save your sympathies, she says, for the innocent bystanders caught in the crossfire of MAGA's violent political messaging machine. That's Rebecca for you. There's images of people, or drawings that people have drawn of Charlie Kirk, cartoonish drawings showing him after he had gotten shot that I won't show you, but they're here. First thoughts, it says, on Charlie Kirk's shooting. I'm not even going to play the videos that actually, had people celebrating this. Finally, some good effing news. The Wolf Spirit says on Blue Sky, referring to Charlie Kirk's death, I will not support, this is Bonnie, what is this? B-O-N-N-J-N-Y. I will not support political violence, this lunatic writes. That said, no tears will be shed for Charlie Kirk. And you get the idea. This one I can't read because of expletives. It's pathetic. Here's one. This sums up a lot of what I've seen out there. They say you should only say good things about the dead. This is Mac McGill. Mad Mac. M-A-D-D-M-A-C. This is all on Blue Sky Social. He says, they say you should only say good things about the dead. He's dead. Good. That's what he said. I mean, this is just... Here's another one. Charlie Kirk just got shot today. This is back before we knew he had passed. He's in critical condition. This person says, my thoughts, just get in the coffin. I could go on. If I was a a-hole, this is, I don't know what to say. I'd say, quote, thoughts and prayers. Too soon. What the Waza Wazit says. Listen, you get the idea. I'm not going to go through all this, but you get the idea. This is abject evil. If you find yourself on this side of the argument, my friends, you're the problem. You're the problem. You need to be defeated soundly. Who was Charlie Kirk, by the way? What did he do that was so awful? What is it that upsets these people? Well, I'll tell you what it is ultimately. Charlie Kirk helped connect the youth to the MAGA movement. Charlie Kirk helped people who are younger to see the truth of conservatism. And they started moving to the Republican Party in droves, abandoning the nonsense that they had been taught their entire existence in public schools and so forth at the very universities. It was a pleasure to watch Charlie Kirk, who did not attend college, by the way. He made this well known. He didn't attend college, but he would debate. Sometimes even professors would show up, and he would mop the floor with these losers, and they would get angry. Charlie Kirk never acted like that. I mean, it would get intense from time to time in a reasonable way, but man, there are people that threw the hatred at Charlie Kirk. They were the ones that were much, much worse than him. But what did he really do, my friends? What did he do that deserved all this hatred? The one question that you will see referenced a fair amount is a quote, and I didn't have this in my stack. I've got it here. I've pulled this up. But Charlie Kirk was asked about guns. Obviously, this was a topic that came up quite a bit. Guns, the Second Amendment, and so forth. And Charlie Kirk said that in a free society, I'm paraphrasing here, still hoping to find the full quote. I can do that after the break. But he said that in a free society, there's going to be shootings. There's no way to prevent that. I believe he used the phrase, that's a trade-off, is that there will be people who are shot. And he was likening that to, for example, automobiles. I mean, we have cars, and yet there are thousands of people who die each year in automobile accidents. So why, if you want to outlaw a gun because someone, random people use them for evil here and there, why are we, he's just saying that there is a risk to being free. And people didn't like that. And now they're even saying, well, you got what you asked for, sort of thing, which is a very twisted way of looking at this. But that's one of the things that they're most upset at Charlie Kirk about. Perhaps we can say a little bit more about that on the other side of the break as I look at the clock. But friends, I am up against that clock. Quick timeout is necessary. So much more to say about this, my friends. Sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold.
gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. I wish I had more time. In fact, we'll probably talk more about this even tomorrow. The quote that is attributed to Charlie Kirk that's upset a lot of people recently that he said was this. This is what I'm seeing anyway. I don't have the audio for this, but this is allegedly the quote. Gun deaths, Charlie said, are a necessary consequence of the Second Amendment, the price of freedom, and it's worth it, is what he says. And people say, oh, you're saying people should die. That's not what he's saying. It's like having electricity in your home. It's like having a car. It's like having a hammer. If someone bludgeons the neighbor with a hammer, it doesn't mean that a hammer and its role in society to help build things is somehow bad. There are legitimately good purposes for guns, namely, most importantly, self-defense from individuals who are trying to harm you or your family, or ultimately against an ever-growing, out-of-control government. And he wasn't saying that the loss of life is somehow a good thing. He was saying that this is freedom, and this, in order for us to be free to protect ourselves, there's the freedom for lunatics and evildoers to use them to do heinous things, just like they did with automobiles. I mean, you've seen examples of people running people over intentionally with their car. That doesn't mean we should outlaw cars. That was his point. But this is upset. This has upset the left. But that of all the things that I've heard Charlie Kirk say or seen people accuse him of being evil and so forth, that's the closest thing. And I'm not even saying I understand what he's saying. And you do too. And the truth is, the other folks do as well. They just hate that he was so effective. The left has, in spite of what they say, they have no real way to prevent these evil things from happening. That's not how it works this side of heaven. Ironically, when there's actual steps that can be done to eradicate these problems, like send in law enforcement with the support of the National Guard to remedy these problems, to get the real violent folks out off the streets, the real the folks who are committing the gun crimes, the violent crimes, actually get them off the streets and clean up the cities. They oppose that. And they hate you, they hate me, if we don't join them in their movement to condemn all guns and to condemn conservative principles. Folks, I've got a lot to say about this, but I want to close with what I think here in the final 2 minutes, if Charlie Kirk had his choice, I think when people were talking about him and his impact and his story, I think he would say, you missed the mark if you didn't include what I'm about to say. And that is this. Charlie Kirk was a follower of Jesus. Charlie Kirk, more than anything, I think would want people to hear this message that I'm about to share today. And that is that the God of the universe sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay for our sins. Whatever you think of Charlie Kirk as an individual. If you don't like the comment I said about Charlie Kirk, that Charlie Kirk said, if you think that Charlie Kirk did something wrong or evil and that his sins must be atoned for, know this, my friends, Jesus atoned for them. Jesus atoned for your sins as well. Jesus says, repent, be baptized by the Spirit confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the book of Romans tells us, and you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. For God so loved the world, the book of John tells us, 3:16, that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life, my friends. That's the message Charlie Kirk would want you to hear today. That's the message. The payment has been made. Jesus has already paid the debt. When we, my friends, commit evil, when we commit sin, which is rebellion against God, and then doing things that he never intended for us to do, whatever those are, some of those things are written about in the Ten Commandments, whatever, just, you know, those that you know in your heart that you've told a lie, that you've done things that are far from holy. God paid the price. The price has been paid. The question is whether or not you're going to insist. Do you ever go out to lunch with somebody? I see this sometimes with friends or family members. Hey, I've got lunch. No, I'm going to get it. No, I'm going to get it. They're both of them trying to hand their card to the waiter or whatever, the server, excuse me. That's what this is like. Jesus has grabbed his metaphorical debit card and he says, I've got your payment. All you need to repent and come to me, acknowledge that my ways are good and accept that I am the God of this universe and that you are really, candidly, you're subject to me. You're not the God of your own life. Let me pay. That's it. Just accept that truth. If you insist on paying, my friends, if you insist on paying, Jesus is going to ultimately say, okay, if you're going to insist. And the problem is there's no amount of money on that card that's going to pay. That's going to pay for your sins. What's going to pay for your sins is the shedding of blood, your life. You have to pay with your life. And you can't. You're not innocent blood. You're offering just the final payment, which is your eternal soul. And that's what Charlie Kirk, I believe, even more than his conservative message, which is important. But I would believe that that's what Charlie Kirk wants the world to hear today. So my prayers are for the family, this great nation. My friends, we need a revival. I've got to go, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.